Every time that you're here, we appreciate you coming along and sharing with us. And let me say that if you don't get Claire's newsletter, do you call it the newsletter? If you don't get it, tell her about it and give your email address and she'll send that out to you, because she's always got something to tell us. And she does it in a very succinct way and a blessed way. And you will be blessed by just being able to read Claire's newsletter, because each time it's a testimony of what's going on in Claire's life. So we praise the Lord this evening for Claire's testimony of faith. And that's what I just want to have a little share with, something very short this evening. And I just want to talk a little bit about people's testimony of faith. We've seen that here this evening. Claire's shared with us a testimony of faith. And if we turn to the book of Hebrews, and Stephen talked from Hebrews this morning, and I thought, oh, I hope he doesn't get up to this spot. But Hebrews chapter 11, we know that chapter. It's full of stories. It's full of people's testimonies of faith. Because every time in chapter 11 a new character is introduced, we find these words used, by faith. And I hope this evening we can see Claire has gone out by faith. And Claire lives by faith. And throughout this chapter here, in chapter 11, by faith, we find that over and over again, by faith. By faith, we told these people's stories, how they lived their lives by faith. Example after example, story after story, testimony after testimony of people living by faith. And that's what we've heard from Claire this evening. One of those people here, about in the middle of the chapter, if we go to about verse 23 of this, we find the story of, by faith, Moses. By faith, Moses. And we see the story of how Moses had to live by faith. We see a testimony of hardship. It's not easy. Claire, do you find a lot of it easy? Not all the time. Some of it looks like fun. Do you think that 2 weeks out in the forest was fun? Some of you, I know, you go, I'd go, all right. But by faith, a testimony of hardships, living by faith and struggling with the attitudes of the children of Israel. Seeing God do great and mighty things, Moses saw it over and over again. God doing great and mighty things. Moses did this by faith. And Paul uses this story back, and if you want to turn back to 2 Corinthians, Paul uses this story to tell us that these stories are here so that we can learn something. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, if we turn there. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 11. And it just, if you look at verse 10, it talks about murmuring, and it's a little bit like children of Israel just used to murmur all the time and complain about what they had to put up with. Where if they stood back and had a little bit of a look by faith, they would see the blessings of God. And it says here in chapter 10, verse 11, it says then, now all these things happened unto them for in samples, for they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. These stories that we find of people living by faith, and Claire's story of her living by faith, her mum and dad in New Guinea living by faith, you and I living by faith, are an example for other people to look at. Because that's what that word in samples means. It's an example. In fact, the actual word means it's a die as struck. Like if you've ever been, who's been to Canberra with me? We go to the mint. How do they put on the coins? They belt it into it, okay? And that's how we live by faith. A scar, a stamp, or even it's also used sometimes as a stamp, as a sampler or a type, a model for imitation. That's what this example is all about. Scars. You probably all got scars. And that reminds you about something that happened. Okay? What happened to you? How you got that scar? Okay? I've got one on my leg over here. I did it when I was in grade 5, sawing a piece of wood on the shelter shed thing, and the shelter shed seat, nice and shiny, the wood slipped and the saw went... So Dad had to take me off to Swan Hill to get stitches. It's a scar there. And I can remember how I got that scar. You've probably got scars, and you know how you got that scar. It's a testimony to you, a remembrance put there that you can remember how that happened. And that's what these stories of the testimonies of people of faith are all about. They're there for our, it says here, our admonition. So that our attention is drawn to what happened in their lives. We can see their example. We can see what they went through and their attitudes. We can learn from it and apply it to our lives. It's written as a warning to us as well. Be careful. Because a lot of these people we read through here by faith, by faith, by faith, we know they made mistakes. Learn from it. Learn from those people. Learn by their mistakes so that we don't have to make those mistakes as well. But the trouble is, so often what do? Make exactly the same mistakes. Do exactly the same things. Even though we've got, in God's word, we've got examples, testimonies of faith to tell us, warning, don't go there, don't do that, don't think that, don't say that, don't do those things. We're so easily inclined in our lives sometimes not to live by faith. We're a little bit more inclined to be a little bit like Thomas. Let's turn back to John chapter 10. In John chapter 10, Thomas says this in verse 25. He says, and the other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. So they're testifying, they're saying, we've seen God. We've seen the Lord. We've seen Jesus. But he said unto them, except I see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger in the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Some people, and it's like you and I, we struggle to walk by faith. We would rather walk by sight than by faith. We would rather have an eyes on view, hands on, understanding of everything that's going on in our lives to understand why it's happening, but not live by faith. We need to heed the testimonies of faith and be encouraged and learn to live by faith from these testimonies that we hear. Of these testimonies that people give as a warning, as an example, and say, I've got scars from this. I've learned. Please learn. Please take it on board. We need to have a testimony of faith also this evening to share with others, just as Claire has come this evening and shared with us boldly this evening what her plans are for this year, what the Lord is blessing her. We need to have a testimony of faith as well. We can't live our lives on the testimonies of faith of everybody else. We need to have one as well. Let's turn to 1 Peter and look at this verse here that talks about that, to make sure that we have a testimony of faith. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15 it says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Be ready always to have a testimony of faith, to share with somebody else how the Lord has been blessing you and touching you and perhaps even scarring you and instructing you and leading you in your life. Be ready always, ready to share the hope, ready to share the blessings of your faith, where your hope and confidence lies. And that was good this morning, wasn't it, to know that our hope and confidence lies in a place that is sure. We have a sure hope. We have a sure confidence. We can put our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of that, we should be able to have that testimony of faith and to be able to share with others that testimony. Let's turn back to Psalm 66. I want to spend a little bit of time as we finish up in Psalm 66 this evening. Psalm 66. And if you've got the time, have a little read through Psalm 66, because the psalmist here has some testimonies of faith and goes through and says things like, come and see, in verse 5, the works of God. He turned the sea into dry land. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes beholdeth the nations. There's a testimony of faith about how God has been good to the psalmist. But then let's go down to verse 16. I want to have a look at that. And verse 16 says this, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. Here's the psalmist giving his testimony of faith. And he gives the invitation to come. To come. And I'm glad each one of you came out this evening to hear Claire's testimony of faith. You came out to encourage Claire in her training. And I hope we can continue to do that, to encourage Claire with that. You've come this evening to hear that. And that's what the psalmist says here. He says those things. Come and hear. The invitation is to come and listen. To come, and this word, this Hebrew word, actually means to hear intelligently. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be intelligent, have a great IQ to become. It means to pay attention. Give your full attention to these testimonies of faith. Attentively consider those things that are true. That's what the psalmist is inviting you to do here. Come and listen carefully. Give your full attention to this. This is important. It also has a connotation of an aspect of obedience. Once you've heard it, be obedient. Put into action what you've heard. Show forth what you've heard that's known to be true. Publish it, proclaim it, testify what you've heard. Be a witness and report it to all. These are what these testimonies of faith are all about. He says there in that verse, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. He comes to declare those things that have been a blessing in his heart. And that's what Claire's done this evening. She's come and shared with us those blessings and those things that are on her heart that she has a burden for. She's come and declared those. The question is this, though, what have you got to declare? What has he done for your soul? Have you got that testimony of faith? Are you ready to share that testimony with others? If you fear God, hear the testimony of others who fear him too, and have a testimony of your own and share that as well. Declare it. And that word means to tally it up, make a record, mark it down. It means to enumerate, to recount. That means tell something back in time order. This happened to me, and this is how it happened, in chronological order. Give the facts as an eyewitness, recount that. have a testimony of faith. And notice this, this is really important. This is really important. It is not about you. Look at the verse again. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. It's not a boast. It's not a, I'm better than you guys, or woe is me, you should all be, you know, crying for me and having pity on me. No. This is not about yourself. It's not about what you've done. It's about what God has done for me. That's what your testimony of faith is. It's a testimony of his grace. It's a testimony of his mercy and pouring blessings out on a needy and thirsty soul such as you are. Souls, other people, need encouragement. Those who fear the Lord and seeking him first in their lives, they need encouragement from you having a testimony of faith. So when you have the opportunity, listen. When you have the opportunity, perhaps get Claire's newsletter and read. Perhaps you need to get some good Christian biographies or watch testimonies of other people, listen to testimonies of other people, and be encouraged in your heart so that you can have a testimony of faith too. Be ready to share the hope that is in you. We need to heed testimonies of faith and be encouraged and learn to live by faith from them. It's so very important. Let's sing together. Can someone bring me a book? I didn't bring one up. It's just a little chorus, 107. I will sing it twice. You probably don't need the book. 107. And this is a testimony too. I will sing of the mercies. Some people sing their testimony. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness unto all generations. So as we sing this evening, let's be encouraged by what we've heard this evening from Claire and be encouraged to have our own testimony of faith, praising the Lord for what he has done for us. Let's stand and sing. Through twice, 107, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.